There is a news story today, and it is a story that I think it is time for cities and states to take this story and say to corporations and to the left, leave. Get the hell out if you're going to act this way. If you're going to act like petulant children, get the hell out of our state. Now, this story deals with Coca-Cola. It deals with Georgia. It deals with voter laws. It deals with Major League Baseball, and it deals with the All-Star Game, and it deals with the President of the United States of America getting involved because of the new voting law in Georgia. And the media have, of course, escalated this to like a national security type issue. I'm not joking. It's absurd what we are now seeing from the media, but it's exactly what you should expect. So let me give you the background on this. Major League Baseball is now discussing their, quote, options for Atlanta's All-Star Game following the, quote, controversial Georgia voting law. Major League Baseball is now demanding and gathering feedback from teams and executives and their sponsors about the status of its 2021 All-Star Game that's going to be in Atlanta. Now, this discussion follows the passage of Georgia's, quote, and this is how the liberal spins this, controversial new voting law. The event is scheduled for July the 13th at the Atlanta Braves home field. The last two Major League Baseball All-Star Games generated more than $60 million for cities that hosted the event. Major League Baseball is now feeling the heat from the left, from the psychotic left, who is now discussing the status of their All-Star Game in Atlanta as more and more corporations, including Coca-Cola, are publicly opposing a new voting law recently passed in Georgia. Now, the Major League Baseball commissioner told the Associated Press the league expects to have substantive conversations about moving the game from Atlanta as quickly as we possibly can because of the stance on the new law. I am talking to various constituencies within the game, and I am just not going beyond that in terms of what I would consider or not consider, the Major League Baseball commissioner said. Georgia lawmakers passed a bill that will overhaul state elections. The new law adds guidelines around mail-in ballots. That's not controversial. Voter registration, not controversial, and provides state officials more authority around how elected elections are to be operated. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp signed the change into law on March the 25th. Now, here's where the left came in, right? Because they can't manipulate elections as easy as they want to, so they're now screaming racism. Critics of the Georgia law, the new voting law, say it suppresses votes, especially among people of color in underserved areas. Now, you want to talk about being racist, think about the idea, and I've been saying this for years. You got to have an ID to do everything in this country. Hell, now they want you to have a COVID passport, which is the same as an ID, to ID who you are and if you actually have gotten the COVID vaccine. We expect people to do that. The left expects people to do that. But they are so condescending towards minorities, they say that minorities cannot be expected to have an ID. Now, you got to have an ID to get anything in this country. You got to get an ID to travel. You got to have an ID to get even government funding, to get health care, to do anything, to drive a vehicle. The list goes on and on. No one can function as an adult in society without an ID. And the left knows this. And the left is demanding that you get an ID with this COVID ID passport. It's an ID. It's a passport IDing who you are and if you've got the COVID vaccine, which they're demanding that you get. You can't enroll your kids in school without IDs. You cannot function in 2021 in America without having an ID. But the left knows that not requiring an ID to vote allows for fraud, allows for corruption, allows for vote manipulation, allows for dishonesty to be able to be executed in areas that are highly Democratic areas in different states, just like Atlanta. So they're now screaming, and this is racist what they're screaming. What they're screaming is minorities cannot be expected to function society the same way as white people. That's what their argument is. That is racist, by the way. It is racist to imply that a black person or a Hispanic person or an Asian person does not operate in society the same way that a white person does when it comes to the basic functions of having a government-issued ID. So now that's their argument. They're saying people of color are at a lesser level than everybody else. That is their argument for the reason why the new Georgia voting law is somehow racist, which is insane. Now, in an interview with ESPN, President Joe Biden criticized the changes, calling it Jim Crow on steroids. Well, of course he's going to say that because the election was won by loose voting laws for him that played to his advantage, where people didn't have to show an ID to vote. The president added that he would support moving the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. Now, here is the point that I want to make to the governor and I want to make to the people in cities that are being held hostage by the left. I would look at these companies and tell them, get the hell out. Because where are they going to go? Are they going to go to California? Are they going to go to New Jersey? Are they going to New York? No, they've already ruined those cities and states. Where are you going to go? Because ultimately, what you have with Coca-Cola and Major League Baseball is they're pandering to the lowest common denominator, right? They're pandering to minorities, which is also racist. They're saying, well, we think these voting laws are rules because we don't want to be accused of being racist. So we're going to make a stand. So hopefully we'll get more fans that are minorities watching us. And look, baseball's smart. They get it. There are a lot of Hispanic players in Major League Baseball. There's a lot of players from Cuba, Venezuela, and places like that. And they want to bring in those fans because they want their money. So they're willing to play the political game and play in the race card that's being played right now to hopefully give them more fans. That's what they're doing. This is nothing more than them basically taking advantage of minorities, playing to the lowest common denominator, which is racist. But these states and these governors, what you should do is say, we don't need you, leave. It will cost you some jobs, yes. But it's time that we start saying, screw this. We're not doing this anymore. If AT&T or Verizon or Coca-Cola or Pepsi or Major League Baseball don't want to be in our state, then you can leave. I would argue, go ahead, take the Atlanta Braves, call their bluff, because Major League Baseball is not going to move the Atlanta Braves to some other city because they're worth too much in Atlanta. The Braves have a massive following in Georgia. They are a staple of the community. So this is total crap by Major League Baseball. We're going to move the All-Star game, but we're going to keep the Atlanta Braves there. That's called pandering and racist pandering, and it is mocking minorities, taking advantage of minorities in the community with this PR stunt. And I would say to the governor, Kemp, get the hell out. We don't need you. Leave. If you're going to take the All-Star game, why don't you go ahead and take the Braves with you? Now take a listen to what the governor had to say on Fox.
How to persist.
Well, Dana, thanks for having me on, and I hope you won't blame our office for playing into the narrative that the mainstream media is doing, because a lot of political activists, one of them my former opponent, and when the president of the United States said something, you know, a lot of people pay attention. But what Joe Biden needs to do is look at the side-by-side of Georgia and Delaware. You know, he's focused on trying to get Major League Baseball to pull the game out of Georgia, which is ridiculous. If you look at these comparisons, the state of Delaware has no in-person early voting. We have 17 days. In Georgia, you don't have to have an excuse to get an absentee ballot by mail. In Delaware, you do. We have drop boxes. Delaware does not. And if you want to get a bottle of water while you're standing in line in Georgia, you can absolutely do that. The elections officials can help you with that. But you can't do that in Delaware because they don't have early voting.
I agree with all of that. And we've been defending.
And what the governor is saying here, just so you understand how he's laying out the case, he's saying, if our laws are so racist, why do we make it easier to vote in Georgia with this new law than you allow people to vote in Delaware? Right. Your state, where you're coming from. You're saying our laws are racist. Our laws allow people to vote, and it's easier for people to vote in Georgia than it is to vote in Delaware. So we're not being racist, you scumbag. All you're trying to do is pander to the lowest common denominator. And again, I go back to this, and Republicans have got to do a better job of explaining to minorities how racist the Democratic Party actually is. The Democratic Party is saying that black and brown people are so ignorant, you cannot expect them to have a state ID to function in society. So therefore, we can't have ID laws to actually have to show an ID to vote in any state in America. That is racist, period. And there's too many Republicans that don't know how to fight this back and say, wow, black and brown community, this is what they think of you. They think that you're so ignorant, you're so dumb that you guys don't even have IDs and you can't even figure out how to get one to vote. That's racist. That is the definition of racism. So I go back to the point I was making a moment ago. Governor Brian Kemp should be saying that, hey, if you want to get all woke, Pepsi, or excuse me, Coca-Cola, and you want to come out and do these interviews and pander the lowest common denominator, get out of our state. We don't need you. We'll find somebody else that's willing to come here. We're not going to be held hostage by the woke mob. Go to a liberal state and see how they treat you there. See how they tax you there. See the lack of incentives they give you. Go ahead. Go to California and watch how fast you leave California. Because the working class people in Georgia, Coca-Cola needs. Major League Baseball, who's going to pull the Major League All-Star game from Georgia, has no problem cashing checks every other night when the Atlanta Braves play. And the TV rights and everything else. So if you want to be woke, then leave. Leave our state. They will not do it.
The bill, based on even like the Washington Post, the fact check, giving Joe Biden four Pinocchios. But knowing that your political opponent, I think you're talking about Stacey Abrams, knowing that she was going to be very critical and knowing that the media is not going to give you a break, what I'm wondering is why not give some air cover to the companies that are based in your state so that they all of a sudden now they've caved to the Twitter mob and they're saying now they don't support the legislation. I don't see how you could change the legislation to get them back on board.
Well, they're not going to get back on board because they've been pressured by their board of directors who's been pressured by these activists. And, you know, there's nothing I can do about that. I've been my own CEO, Dana, for over 35 years. I've been signing my own paychecks and those of many others for a long time. And I'm not going to be bullied by these people, but I'm also not running a public corporation. I mean, they'll have to answer to their shareholders. There's a lot of people that work for them and that have done business with them that are very upset. And I'll let them deal with that. But if you really look at what we've done to perfect the bill that I actually signed, we worked with a lot of these corporations, including Delta, who never raised any of these issues until 2 or 3 days after the first statement that they made. And then if you look at what others are saying today.
And by the way, let's go back to Delta for a second. Delta is now jumping on board, right? Because they don't want to be declared as being non-woke since they're based out of Atlanta. I would say the governor should also say to Delta, and this is a point where it's time for governors to just stand up to this stupidity and say, leave. We're a great state. We have a great group of constituent citizens that are great workers, and you know it, and that's why you're here. But if you're going to treat us this way, get the hell out. Go find another hub. Delta is not going to leave Atlanta. There's too many pilots that like it. There's too many flight attendants that like it. There's too much support staff that like it. The laws are good for that company. The having no income tax is too good for the company. They're not going to leave. It would cost them billions and billions of dollars to relocate their hub out of Atlanta. The other thing about Atlanta that is to their advantage is the airport is massive. It's been designed and built for their needs. And the weather is too good in Atlanta for them to move somewhere else. The number of flights that are delayed and canceled out of Atlanta are extremely low compared to other places in the country. It's also extremely, in a weird way, almost centrally located, easy to get to from other parts of the country and easy for international flights because it's close enough to the ocean. They're not going to leave. But the governor should say and should flat out call out these CEOs and say, get out of our state if you don't like it. If you're going to pander this way, leave. If you're going to insult our state this way, then we will find someone else to take your spot. Go somewhere else. Leave. Get out. Stop playing politics. Go to Coca-Cola. You know, and say, leave, go find another place. You think you can find the same workforce somewhere else? Good luck. Go to a liberal state. Go to California and see if you can get the same tax breaks that we've given you here. Leave. Here's more of the governor fighting back.
Hey, statements. You know, they're not focused on the specifics of the bill. They're focused on making sure that we have good processes, whether it's in Georgia or any other state in the country. And that's why I would encourage people to continue to read and understand what the truth is, like Mr. Sterling says. I mean, I've done over 20 interviews in the last 24, 36 hours pushing the truth out. We are not going to back down when we have a bill that expands the opportunity for people to vote on the weekends in Georgia. We have as many early voting days as anybody in the country. Yep. We've got no excuse absentee. You know, we're adding drop boxes to counties that didn't have them last time where that's never been in the law before. But we also want to make sure the election's secure and that all Georgians have confidence in it. So I'm continuing to go out. I just interview with a, you know, an African-American morning radio show and podcast explaining the truth about the bill, and it was refreshing, quite honestly.
Yeah, it seems like you're going to have to do a lot of that. Two points here. First, the clip from ES.
By the way, you can hear it here. Again, it doesn't matter because the woke mob is saying, Georgia's racist, Georgia's racist, Georgia's racist. This is where stop negotiating with these terrorists. Stop negotiating with the terrorists, the journalistic terrorists that we have right now. They're trying to destroy people's lives. And just tell them to leave. Call their bluff. These governors in this country, they're conservative, need to start standing up and saying, enough, we're done. You look at these CEOs who are doing these interviews, by the way, attacking Georgia and this voter law, right? Because they've been told they have to, or people are going to say the company's racist. They actually look like they're hostage videos. Like terrorists are holding them hostage, and they go on TV and they have to just go by the script. A great example was a CNBC exclusive. Coca-Cola CEO says Georgia voting law is unacceptable and it's a step backwards. Explain to me why. Why? If you notice, there's not a single reason he says it's wrong or it's going backwards. Not a single reason. Because he's being held hostage by the woke mob. Even behind him on his Coca-Cola stand is the gay Coca-Cola flag they've made out of Coca-Cola bottles. That's how much they're being held hostage and pandering to the extreme left. Take a listen to this.
I invited you on because I was really eager to hear your response as one of the biggest companies in Georgia to the call from Ken and Ken, more than 70 black executives, to do more to directly oppose this Georgia legislation. How do you react?
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I mean, let me be crystal clear and unequivocal. This legislation is unacceptable. It is a step backwards.
Tell me why, though. All right, you've got the talking point down. This is James Quimsey, the Coca-Cola chairman and CEO. Then tell me why, James. Why is this a step backwards? Why is this legislation unacceptable? Why is it a step backwards? And you notice you're going to hear a bunch of kumbaya BS. You're going to hear a bunch of PC crap, but he doesn't give an example of why the law is wrong. He just used these big, oh, it's unacceptable. It's a step backwards. It doesn't promote our principles. Okay, then what? Tell me exactly in the law, in the legislation that you're opposing.
And it does not promote principles we have stood for in Georgia around broad access to voting, around voter convenience, about ensuring election integrity.
Now, again, there's not a single thing he said so far that is substantive. It's all generic political talking points. He's not giving an example of what the law actually says that he has a problem with, right? He says these words about principles what we stand for in Georgia around broad access to voting. Again, you listen to the governor and he's explained it. We're giving more access and more days to vote than any other state in America, right? So that point. Again, the CEO, and he knows this, but he's being held hostage. And then he goes on to say around voter convenience. We're giving you the chance to do mail-in voting without even having a reason, absentee voting without a reason. How much more convenience do you need? We're giving you the chance to vote now on weekends and have drop boxes in all these communities to drop off your ballot. How much more convenience do you need? He says about ensuring election integrity. The whole purpose of this bill was to ensure election integrity. And then the CEO goes on to say this.
This is frankly just a step backwards. We've spent many decades.
Congratulations to the CEO. You've officially become one of the best panders I've ever heard in a hostage video. Great job. Quote, this is frankly a step backwards. A step backwards from what? Oh, but we had to check all the boxes. We have a bunch of angry leftists that are screaming at us and these people that make money like Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton off of Screaming Racism, saying that if we don't say this, they'll come after us. So therefore, we'll go out and say a bunch of things that actually mean nothing at all. If I was the governor of Georgia, I would come out and say, our law accomplishes everything the Coca-Cola CEO says it needs to accomplish. And if they're going to continue to treat our citizens this way, you can get out. Go to San Francisco. go to New York, go to Georgia, where, by the way, all these liberal companies are leaving because they can't operate there. If you want to insult the American people or the people of Georgia this way, you can leave. They're not going to do it. Say the same thing to Delta Airlines. Say the same thing to Major League Baseball. If you're going to cancel this All-Star game, then you can take the Braves and you can kiss Georgia's ALS and leave.
Promoting within Georgia a better society and a better environment for business, and this is a step backwards. And we're very clear on that, and our position remains the same. This legislation is wrong and needs to be remedied, and we will continue to advocate for it, both in private and now even more clearly in public.
So you just heard 1 minute and 8 seconds of a CEO saying nothing while saying everything that the left needed him to say. You want to know what Joe Biden said about this on ESPN? He was on ESPN. I mean, you know, the president of the United States of America that won't even do press conferences with the media, but oh, we got an opportunity here to scream racism. Let's go on ESPN. And let's attack Major League Baseball, demanding they relocate the All-Star game from Atlanta over the Georgia law. But by golly, we'll keep the Atlanta Braves there playing every other game of the year.
Sports and politics cross paths sometimes. That's exactly what happened last week in Major League Baseball. Tony Clark is the executive director of the Major League Baseball Players Association. He said he would, quote, look forward to discussing moving the All-Star game out of Atlanta because Georgia Governor Brian Kemp signed into law a bill passed by the Republican-led state legislature to overhaul how its state elections are run. So, Mr. President, what do you think about the possibility that baseball decides to move their All-Star game out of Atlanta because of this political issue?
I think today's professional athletes are acting incredibly responsibly. I would strongly support them doing that. People look to them. They're leaders. Look at what's happened with the NBA as well. Look at what's happened across the board. The very people who are victimized the most are the people who are the leaders in these various sports. And it's just not right. This is Jim Crow on steroids, what they're doing in Georgia and 40 other states. What it's all about. Imagine passing.
By the way, I love how it says, did you notice? Oh, and in 40 other states. There are 40 states that are doing this right now, protecting the integrity of their vote. 40. And these 40 governors should tell these companies to go to hell, get out and leave. Go to the other states if you think they're so great and you can take Major League Baseball with you. These 40 states overwhelmingly have the majority of fans that go to Major League Baseball games. And if I was a Major League Baseball fan in Atlanta, I wouldn't go to the games. If they're gonna call me a racist on a Monday, but want to take my money on Sunday and on Tuesday, and you're going to pull a game for me, but then beg me to come to the next game at the stadium and the next game and the next game, I tell you, you can go to hell. You know, the Merck CEO, Ken Frazier, comes out. Delta Airlines CEO, Ed Bastian, comes out. American Express CEO, Kent Chenault, former American Express, I should say, CEO, came out talking about these new laws. Again, you guys can all leave. Get out. Leave. Goodbye. See you later. Go away. We don't want you here. If you're going to do this and pander in this way and get on TV like you're a hostage and attack the workforce and the people that you beg for us to spend our money with you and our community that allows your businesses to thrive, then you can leave. You can go away. We don't want you. Find a liberal state that's going to overtax you with a workforce of a bunch of wusses that don't want to come to work, like in California, and please take your business there. We'll stop watching your games. We'll stop supporting your teams. You can get out. Oh, but again, Joe Biden, hey, you know, it's not just Georgia, it's 40 other states. He's attacking all of us.
It's what they're doing in Georgia and 40 other states. What it's all about. Imagine passing a law saying you cannot provide water or food for someone standing in line.
By the way, that's not true. That's a lie. Georgia's governor made it clear you can actually get water in line. That's a lie.
To vote? Can't do that? Come on. Or you're going to close a polling place at 5 o'clock when working people just get off?
They're not closing polling place at 5 o'clock. That's also a lie.
This is all about keeping working folks and ordinary folks that I grew up with from being able to vote.
Again, that's also a lie. There's not a law that says you got to close them at 5. That's a lie.
If they do decide to move the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, it won't be the first time in professional sports they moved the 2017 NBA All-Star Game out of Charlotte for political reasons as well.
Again, it's time for these 41 governors, these 41 states, to grow a pair. I don't understand when we became such wusses. I'm talking about conservatives. I'm talking about conservative governors. I don't understand why we did when this happened. We have power. And we have the workforce. And if you're going to treat me this way, you can leave my state. And governors, I understand the concerns. I really do. Okay, governors are worried that if they come out too hard against these companies, that maybe they will leave. Some of them might. But if you set an example, you're going to end up winning the long game here. Right? Don't keep being held hostage short term. That's my point. Whatever you do, don't allow yourself to be held hostage in the short term. Stand up to these companies. Tell Delta, you don't like it? Go. Major League Baseball, if you're going to treat us this way, don't expect us to support the Braves this year. Right? You can take the team. You can get out. You can go away. You can. We'll see you later. Coca-Cola, we'll drink Pepsi for a couple months and then see how much you shut up. This is pandering. We're not going to allow you to treat our citizens this way. Please make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends. I ask you every day, and it's so important since we've been kicked off social media. If you guys will please support us by telling your family and telling your friends about this podcast. Take a screenshot of this podcast, post it on social media, text your family and friends, and tell them about the Ben Ferguson podcast. We greatly appreciate it, and I'll leave it at that. Thank you, guys. See you back here tomorrow.